This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. This from NBC News. Joseph Lemoore with the byline. The headline reads, Texas man sues Whataburger for nearly $1 million because the restaurant didn't hold the onions.
That's it, folks. That's the whole story.
The lawsuit says Demery Ardell Wilson ate a meal that caused an allergic reaction because of onions that were in the burger, even after he requested that there be none. The petition filed in April says Whataburger failed to act in accordance with the appropriate standard of care, causing Wilson to suffer personal injuries. I'm not making fun of allergic reactions from food because they can be really deadly.
No.
It seems a little extreme.
Yeah.
The filing does not mention what Wilson ordered.
He ordered onions.
No, he... But the traditional Whataburger...
Yeah.
Features a beef patty with mustard, tomato, lettuce, pickles, and diced onions on a bun. Their website does have a page listing possible allergens, but not onion. His filing says there was a manufacturing defect in the food at the time it left Wilson's possession.
Wait, what?
Yeah, this sounds like a stretch. Adding that what he ate was defective because it was unsafe to eat. And it was rendered unreasonably dangerous. The filing claims that Whataburger was negligent by providing Wilson with a meal including onions, and that the inclusion of onions rises to the level of a manufacturing defect. Mr. Wilson is seeking monetary relief over $250,000, but less than $1 million.
Ah, there it is.
Which includes damages, penalties, costs, expenses, prejudgment interest, and all other relief. Plaintiff expressly reserves the right to amend this damage calculation as discovery progresses. There is nothing in here that says that he had to be hospitalized or that what happened from this allergic reaction. We'll see what happens with this.
I mean, this is not the first time something like this has been, like, I think last year, a woman died after eating food at Disney. And after they had made explicit, like, she is allergic to these things. She cannot eat these things.
At all.
And she died of anaphylaxis. And Disney said they didn't owe them money because they had a Disney Plus account. And in the Disney Plus account agreement, you waive certain rights to legal actions. And they tried to apply that contract to their lawsuit. Disney paid up. They were like, oh, we look real petty right now for $50,000.
I would say. The plaintiff's lawsuit against Whataburger is not the first time he has done this.
Ah!
In 2024, he filed a suit against a Sonic drive-in. That got dismissed a month later.
I see.
So this might be Mr. Wilson's effort to hit on somebody who's going to pay up.
I mean, if I'm allergic to any food, even if I say no onions... And I say I'm allergic. I'm still checking my burger. Checking my food because I don't want to go to the hospital and or die. So
that wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.